A Milwaukee study recently done for the DNR indicated it may be feasible and relatively cheap to pipe contaminated ballast water out of ships and onto a barge, then treat the water on land to kill any invasive species. Governor Doyle says having an onshore ballast treatment site may become a way to attract more large vessels to Wisconsin harbors.
If we require ships to make sure that there's nothing invasive in their ballast water, the expense for one ship to do that is so high. Whereas if we have the facility right in our port, if we can do that for ships coming in so that they don't have to build that capacity within their ship, this can be something that can be a major attraction for Wisconsin ports.
So Doyle has agreed to spend more than $1 million to continue an onshore test in Milwaukee. He says eventually the state may be able to recoup its investment by charging each ship a ballast water cleaning fee. Port of Milwaukee harbor engineer Larry Sullivan praises the state for the money. Sullivan acknowledges the project still has some hurdles.
I think the biggest hurdle will be collecting the ballast water from different ships that have their discharge points at different areas around the ship. In some cases, it can be a bottom discharge and 10 points. In other places, it's already piped up above.
Harbors in Green Bay and Superior will also get some state money to purchase ballast water filtration systems. Research at Superior is looking at treating ballast water on the ships. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.